Breakfast with Spanky, 7:30 to 9:30 on RDU 98.5 FM.
Now, as I've been harping on and on and on about, coming up on the 14th of January, we have Kitty, Daisy and Lewis playing at Al's Bar, which is very exciting. We're all very excited about it. And I've actually got Daisy on the line. I won't keep her holding much longer because I don't think she even realised she was going to be called by us. So, morning, Daisy, or good evening, Daisy.
Good morning.
How are you? Is it snowing right now where you are in England?
No, it's not snowing actually, but I'm sure it will tomorrow or the next day.
Ah, right. Well, you'll be flying out soon. It's balmy over here. It's supposed to get up to about 25 degrees today.
Wow.
Yeah, weather, cool. Hey, look, thanks for joining us. What's been going on with Kitty and Daisy and Lewis since you released your album last year? You guys been touring hard?
Yeah, we did quite a few bits of touring around Europe and stuff, mainly. But we've just finished sort of recording our next album.
Ooh.
Which is pretty exciting. So, yeah.
So is that all wrapped up now?
Sorry?
Is that all wrapped up now? Have you actually finished mastering the whole thing? It's ready to go?
We're still touching up on a few things, so it's not completely finished, but yes. Almost there.
Who do you find when you're recording in the studio, because you're a family band, who makes the most mistakes and has to go back and retrack everything?
I don't know, it's all of us really. We all sometimes, like, if we have a few mistakes though, and the takes like rocking, we're just like, oh, we'll just go with that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now, so you are obviously a family band, you know, there's yourself and your siblings, but also your parents play as well, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
And do you find that sort of
my
dynamic?
My mum plays double bass.
And your dad plays?
And my... acoustic guitar.
The what, sorry?
Acoustic guitar.
Ah, yes. Now, have you ever played with anyone else but family? Because playing with your family must mean you could have some huge rows, but at the end of the day, I guess, you know, you're still family and it's all water under the bridge.
Yeah, I mean, we started off actually playing... It was just me, Lewis and Kitty, and this other guy who played acoustic guitar for us. He was kind of the guy that kind of got us to start a band, really. And then basically he went off to America, so we kind of dragged my dad into it, and eventually my mum into it. But, yeah, I mean, it is. We do argue a lot and stuff, but that's just
family.
Just what family do anyway, so it doesn't feel... It's basically just the same as being at home, except we're playing music.
Except you're on stage in front of thousands of people.
We don't really know any other way.
Yeah. Now, when you play live, you know, like, your music is sort of bluesy, kind of like rockabilly style. Is that what you'd call it?
No, I wouldn't call it rockabilly at all. A lot of people say that, I think, because they don't really know much about the music.
There we go, that's me.
Rockabilly is kind of, it's a certain kind of genre, really, and I think people just see, like, some quiffs and...
That's it, it's the hair that does it, yes.
Yeah. And when really, it's not about that at all.
It's about rock and roll.
We play a bit of everything, yeah, we play a bit of rock and roll, a bit of blues, a bit of kind of country style... And on the new album, we're going to have a few other kind of genres as well.
Mm.
So, some more kind of funky kind of beats. So, I don't know why people like to call us rockabilly. I think it's just kind of ignorance or laziness, really.
They're just lazy. just learn a little bit more about, you know, it's more than just a hairstyle. It's a lifestyle. Yeah. Now, they love you in Germany. I saw a documentary about you, and you played a huge gig in Germany.
Oh, yeah, Germany's great. It's one of our favourite places to play.
What sort of people come to your gigs?
In general?
Yeah. Not just the Germans.
It's a big mix, actually. We get quite a few young people, and we also get old people as well, so it's like a real mixture.
Mm.
And we get a lot of people that wouldn't normally listen to that kind of music. And this is the difference between, like, typical rockabilly bands as well. They all have the same rockabilly crowds, whereas we seem to get every kind of, you get people from all kinds of scenes.
So. You've got the Titty Boys, you've got the wartime dancers.
Yeah, we've got all that, but we've also got people that are listening to modern indie music as well.
Mm.
It's not just people that, that are in the kind of old music scenes.
Mm. And just going...
So we play festivals where they have modern bands and stuff.
Right, gotcha. Now, just going back to the recording again, did you do this? Because I know that you, Lewis, he is pretty much into the analogue scene. He's got a lot of 50s gear that he likes recording through. Is that how you recorded this latest album?
Yeah, that is. We actually tried recording it on this other machine, a different one to the first album, which is actually one that, like, Ray Charles recorded on and stuff.
Mm.
But that kind of broke down, so we had to kind of re-record the songs that we'd already done and start all over again. So it's been a bit of a nightmare trying to get the whole thing finished.
I guess that's a risk you run with that, the older equipment. Did you go back to the initial sort of stuff, the initial machine that you used for the first
album? Yeah, we went for that one, yeah.
Mm, mm.
I mean, like, usually it's not a problem because Lewis is, like, he knows how to fix all this gear. Like, he studied it so hard.
Mm.
And he actually knows a lot more than the old geeks do that were around at the time. So,
oh, right, yeah.
So it was just kind of a bummer that this part couldn't be fixed. So.
Oh, well, you got it done, that's the main thing.
It's all done now, so...
That's right, yep. So you're playing here in Christchurch on the 14th at Owls Bar. Is this your first trip to New Zealand?
No, we came last year.
Mm-hmm.
Around the same time, actually, yeah.
Then,
we're looking forward to coming back.
Yeah. So what can we expect from your show this time round?
Well, we've got some of the same songs, like some of the favourites, but we've added a few songs that are on our new album.
So we're gonna add
a few more, maybe.
Right. So you've definitely got enough for an encore, for like a fourth encore now?
Yeah, we've got enough songs, but I don't know whether we've got enough time to rehearse it.
Fantastic. So Mum and Dad will be coming on this tour as well, or is it just the three of you and some others?
Yeah, our Mum and Dad are in the band, so we need...
Oh, the permanent members.
They're not just kind of extras, they're part of the band,
Fantastic. All right, Daisy, thank you so much for your time, and we will see you in, 4 days? Yeah. Safe travels.
4 days?
Yeah. Oh, January.
January.
Yeah, what am I looking at? There we go. Jeez. Okay. Month early. No, 14th of January, we'll see you at Owls Bar. Thanks again, Daisy.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. There we go. There's Daisy from Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. Jeez, yeah. See you in 4 days. Ha! Nah. They're playing at Owls Bar on the 14th of January. Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. Check out some of this stuff online if you want. Just Google Kitty, Daisy and Lewis. Probably the easiest way.
This has been a Breakfast with Spanky podcast. Thanks to RDU 98.5 FM. To find out more, go to rdu.org.nz.